Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at low muscle mass and continuum of care, and finally, a story about risk factors for low back pain and sciatica. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat podcast number 654, recorded November 30th, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Abnormalities in body composition can occur at any body weight. Low muscle mass is a predictor of poor morbidity and mortality and occurs in several populations. A recent narrative review published in the journal Annals of Medicine, provides an overview of the importance of low muscle mass on health outcomes for patients in inpatient, outpatient, and long-term care clinical settings. Low muscle mass is associated with outcomes such as higher surgical and post-operative complications, longer length of hospital stay, lower physical function, poorer quality of life, and shorter survival. As such, the potential clinical benefits of preventing and reversing this condition are likely to impact patient outcomes and resource utilization and health care costs. Clinically viable tools to measure body composition are needed for routine screening and intervention. Future research studies should elucidate the effectiveness of multimodal interventions to counteract low muscle mass for optimal patient outcomes across the healthcare continuum. Surf to our show notes for links. Low back pain is a highly prevalent condition, and it is associated with significant disability and work absenteeism worldwide. A variety of environmental and individual characteristics have been reported to increase the risk of low back pain. According to the author's study, there has been no previous attempt to summarize the evidence from existing systematic reviews of risk factors for low back pain or sciatica. A recent study was published in the Spine Journal to provide an overview of risk factors for low back pain, where the authors completed an umbrella review of the evidence from existing systematic reviews. An umbrella review was carried out. A systematic literature search was conducted in Medline, EMBASE, that's E-M-B-A-S-E, PubMed PsychoInfo, and CINAHL databases. The study concluded that poor general health, physical and psychological stress, and characteristics of the person increase risk for a future episode of low back pain or sciatica. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized Health Beat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. People do business with people they like. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.